Welcome to the Immigration Update Podcast, the podcast that immigration professionals and foreign nationals turn to for up-to-the-minute information.
Welcome back to the Immigration Update Podcast, where we bring you the latest immigration policy developments. Today's update is about USCIS tightening its standards on discretionary immigration benefits with a new focus on anti-American activity. On August 19th, USCIS announced updated guidance for officers reviewing cases where discretion is required. Here's what's new. USCIS officers are now instructed to treat any connection to anti-immigration ideologies, which includes but is not limited to communism, totalitarianism, and anarchism, terrorist groups, or anti-Semitic terrorism, as an overwhelmingly negative factor. That includes applicants who endorse, promote, or support such activities, even if it's on social media. These cases will almost certainly be denied. So you may be wondering what types of cases are impacted by this discretionary decision-making. This includes, for example, immigrant petitions under the National Interest Waiver, EB-5 investor petitions, petitions for fiancés, and applications to change or extend non-immigrant status, humanitarian parole, advanced parole, temporary protected status, refugee status, asylum, adjustment of status, waivers of inadmissibility, and employment authorization. The agency also has expanded social media vetting. Applicants' posts, affiliations, and online activity will be reviewed for signs of anti-American views, adding a new layer to the vetting process. Beyond ideology, officers will also weigh whether an applicant's past request for admission or parole complied with the law, and whether there are concerns about fraud, misrepresentation, or threats to the national interest. USCIS framed its policy change in this way. Immigration benefits are a privilege, not a right. The goal, they say, is to make sure benefits only go to those who respect U.S. laws and values. But this policy shift is problematic and has many people concerned about constitutionally protected speech and activities. For example, although the policy does not define what anti-Americanism is, it refers readers to a section of the Immigration and Nationality Act that prohibits the naturalization of people opposed to government or a law, or who favor totalitarian forms of government. Moreover, the administration has labeled a wide range of voices as being anti-American, including historians and museums documenting U.S. slavery and pro-Palestinian protesters opposing U.S. ally Israel's military assault on Gaza. According to USCIS, anti-American activity will be an overwhelmingly negative factor in any discretionary analysis, and benefits should not be given to those who despise the country and promote anti-immigration ideologies. If you think this guidance could affect you, it is really essential that you consult with an immigration attorney as soon as possible. That's today's Immigration Update Podcast. You can check our show notes for links to the USCIS announcement and policy manual.
Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update Podcast with Attorney Lynn Walker. We'll be back next week with more breaking news of interest to the immigration law community. If you like what you hear, please follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us grow. Disclaimer: the information contained herein is intended only for educational or informational purposes and is not a substitute for legal advice. Further, listening to this podcast in no way establishes an attorney-client relationship. Listeners should consult legal counsel for definitive advice regarding the current law and regulations and how those apply to your unique situation within your organization.